Michigan and Michigan State through two games this season, I think MSU's looked like there's a spark there. And with Michigan, a lot of the hope has already quickly faded. So I wonder right now what you would put for the point spread if those two teams were playing this Saturday.
Do you know what it was prior to
season? Yeah, like it was 20 plus, 21, 22, 23, something like that.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed.
Yeah, you'd bet the Spartans all day at that line. What do you think separates the teams right now? How many points?
I think you're probably looking at 10.5 for Michigan. And the reason I say that is Michigan State's offense, while I do believe they probably have the better quarterback, I don't know. I think the difference is going to be Michigan's defensive front. I don't think, at least I'm very hopeful, that what we saw on Saturday is not representative of this defense. However, Texas's offensive line, Texas's offense is much better than Michigan State's offensive line and offense. And so I think they will be able to get a number of stops. I don't know how much Michigan's able to score because I have no idea what they're going to do offensively even this week. Still trying to, you know, find an identity. But I do think, especially since it's in the Big House, that this is going to be one that Michigan will probably go into the game with about 10.5 point spread as of now.
Yeah, and again, this will change. I think it could be 7.5. I really do.
Because
I don't know that Michigan's scoring enough points to cover double digits right now in a rivalry game. And I do think with MSU, they still got to get their offensive line going, right? The run game still isn't really humming. But Chiles, one or two NFL throws can break open a game, and it's what helped them in that game on the road against Maryland. I would put it at 7.5 right now, and I may even take the Spartans with 7.5 right now. I don't want to overdo it, but John, I really liked what I saw from MSU on the road. Turnovers, yes, part of the story, but the wow plays, the spark that the program has been missing for years appears to be there. And with Michigan, I don't see that spark from this team right now. Even against Fresno,
right,
there was a one possession game in the second half. I don't see a spark from them.
No, and that's the concern, is what are they going to do offensively to generate offense? And, I mean, defensively, I think they will be okay. I don't think they're going to be as dominant as I once thought, but I think they will be okay. And I just look and I say, offensively, what are they going to be able to do to generate some confidence in this offense? And there's so much football to play between now and when Michigan State actually comes to town. And the team that got better from week one to week two was Michigan State. But playing in College Park, yeah, they're on the road. Playing against Maryland is vastly different than playing against Texas.
Oh, no question about that.
So it's kind of, I don't know, I'm not as in tune with betting lines as you are. So it's somewhat throwing a dart at a dartboard.
Yeah, I guess it's without overthinking it. Just how many points separate these two teams?
I would say at a minimum they've cut the line in half.
Sure. From what we thought. See, that's how crazy things are. We have these ideas of what we think of these teams, and I think in college football, especially with the lack of continuity, teams using the portal. Michigan State's got like 60 new guys. Michigan's replacing an entire offense for the most part. What we think we know about this team, these teams quickly changes once we actually see them on the field.
Well, and I mean, that we talk about the useless exercise that it is, the top 25 in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State, where are they? Michigan has gone from a top 10 team down to 17. Notre Dame is bouncing around. Now, I mean, what do we believe about them going to get up against Purdue this weekend following the Northern Illinois? Like, there's still so much that we don't know about. What? How good is NIU? How good is Texas A&M? We're trying to figure those things out because there's just not a lot to go on, and especially when you're talking about college football. Like, I think Notre Dame is still a really good team. Could they still make the playoffs? Yes.
When we talked to MSU before the season, we thought there was a gauntlet that they would lose every single game, and it was that stretch with Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, and Michigan. I think it's possible they win one of those games. Oregon hasn't wowed. Iowa, I mean, low scoring game, you're going to have a chance in that. When we just talked Michigan, it's much more likely. Hell, even Boston College could be a big road win for MSU coming up after Prairie View. Like, there's a chance for them to pick up a couple marquee victories in Jonathan Smith's very first season based on what we've seen so far.
Yeah, and you're just looking for a program win, right? And I don't necessarily know that, yeah, you were an underdog going to College Park, but is that going to be classified as a program win? You're an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Big Ten matchup.
I think it was an important win if they're going to make a bowl game.
It's an important win, but yeah. I don't know if it's a program win. Boston College, it would be an important win. I don't know if it's a program win.
So what's a program win for year one for MSU? Is it beating one of the big four in the middle of the schedule?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at teams of that stretch that are beatable, sorry, I don't think they beat Ohio State. Is it, could they beat Oregon? Are they as good as Boise State? Are they, could they be as good as, Idaho State? I mean, I don't know. And for Michigan, again, there is certainly no certainty that they're going to, that Michigan is going to just, walk all over them.
Yeah, preseason, I would have thought Michigan will suffocate them.
Yeah.
I don't think they're running away with it. I think the defense is clearly good enough to win that game for Michigan.
But it comes down to a matter of trust. How much of that defense do you trust?
Exactly. And that trust has been, we could say, broken. It's certainly not what it was before the season.
It's, I would say, eroded.
Eroded is a good word, John.
Thank you.
248-539-9797. Some of your responses. What would the spread be for Michigan and Michigan State if they played this week? I'll give you the early responses, John. This one says, the difference is third downs. Michigan kept getting into third downs and blowing it. MSU would not convert those third downs. Ticket Texter says 3 to 3.5 points for home field. So Michigan is a 9.5-point favorite in their mind if they play today.
I mean,
you had 10.5. I had 7.5.
Yeah.
We're all in that range. Mm-hmm. More than a touchdown. You got them up to double digits. Texter says, for both teams and what I've seen so far, it would be Michigan laying 6.5 without the rivalry. Because it is a rivalry, 2.5.
Mm.
It could be a nail biter.
It certainly could be.
Cookies, your high Fresno would be 7-point favorites against MSU right now.
But it comes down to execution. And we didn't see Michigan execute much of anything. Again, it was against Texas, who is maybe has a Heisman Trophy winner as, probably three receivers are going to be playing on Sunday in the near future. Defense that is tough. I don't think it's a great defense for Texas, which is why it was so disturbing that they couldn't find any sense of rhythm offensively for Michigan.
So when we entered the season, nobody thought Michigan would lose to Michigan State.
No.
I mean, other than just there's always somebody. And the fact is, right now, there's some doubt. Michigan, it would not surprise me, Michigan State, based on what we know and what we've seen. I will say this, you do your Overreact Gyms segment on Mondays.
My what now?
Overreact Gyms.
No, it's the other thing you said that I never
mind. Yeah, I know. Now you got me off track. Way to go.
Wasn't even me.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not doing
the other thing on Mondays in the studio, just to be very clear.
I think there might be a little overreacting on both teams from last week. The theory that Texas is really the first or second best team in the country, and that's what made Michigan look that bad. Michigan improves their third down defense just a little bit as we go on. That's going to make a huge difference. They got to get something going offensively. I'm not making excuses for it because with this offense, every team's going to be in the game with them.
Mm-hmm.
But also overreacting to what State did, I'm not taking away. It was a great first step for Jonathan Smith, especially after the first game. But I mean, they beat Eastern Indiana. Maryland gives up points like all the time to everybody. And anytime anybody thinks Maryland's any good, somebody goes in there and beats them, okay? Well,
they pump the brakes. They beat September Maryland.
Right.
Which is a juggernaut.
Yes, exactly. So, look, I think we get to tell next week. I think Michigan State even losing a competitive good game at Boston College.
That's two weeks away.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And then Michigan, USC.
Two weeks.
If Miller Moss comes in here and pulls a Quinn Ewers, they're in big trouble because it's one thing for Quinn Ewers to do it with experience and playing in these environments.
Yeah.
For Miller Moss to come in here and do that, no.
And
now, if Michigan were to lose a very close competitive game and you see good things, but it shouldn't, if it looks anything close to Texas, they're doomed.
Well, that's a DEFCON situation because USC is a, quote, soft program. If they come into Ann Arbor and Michigan hasn't gotten tough enough up front to win that game, uh-oh.
But again, coming into the season, that was the perception that USC was a soft program. I don't necessarily think that now.
But Michigan should be a tougher program, even with their
losses.
Oh, yeah,
there's no question.
So if you get worked on your home field by USC, if you can't bully them.
See, I see USC as being an added opportunity. Nobody thought, they weren't including that one in the, you know, when everybody said, oh, well, maybe you're going to be 9-3. The three losses were Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State.
Yep.
Now, you've got to account for USC. It's not just going to be, hey, we're going to score a bunch of points because they don't play defense. They're replacing Caleb Williams. They can't protect the quarterback. Like, all of those things, at least through 2 weeks, have been addressed. And I mean, are they a top 10 team? I don't really believe they're a top 10 team, but it creates another opportunity for Michigan to make some corrections, find something this week against Arkansas State, build a little confidence so that you can play a much better game against USC than you did against Texas.
I mean, to me, this season is a bomb if they're not better than USC.
Right.
Michigan.
Because you're an 8-win team, which is what we were discussing yesterday, how the win total has changed. I feel like what could have been a 9, maybe a 10-win team is now an 8-win team in Ann Arbor, whereas MSU, we're going, can they get to 6 wins? The Maryland game may be the swing game where, yes, they can get to 6. Now maybe 7. Maybe they get a program win and even get to 8 in year 1 for Jonathan Smith.
Well, I mean, you could use the term it would be an indictment on the program because USC, we're talking about all the things that Michigan lost. Michigan didn't lose a Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
They didn't lose the number one overall draft pick, you know, even though he didn't look good in his first game. He was a talent.
Yep.
No longer at USC. If they're able to replace their quarterback, they're able to build their offensive line and find a defense, it would be an indictment on Michigan's program.
So we'll keep taking ticket texts comparing the two programs. The gap, how large is it from a point standpoint if the two teams were playing this week? 248-539-9797.